I will prove it to you today why, as a survivor of parental narcissistic abuse, especially maternal narcissistic abuse, you should be proud of yourself, because you are beyond resilient, beyond strong, and beyond empowered. I will help you to realize all of that in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today, we are going to explore why you must be proud of yourself if you survived your first bully, your narcissistic mother. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. If your mother was the first narcissist, the first bully you have experienced, I am telling you with conviction, you are one of the strongest persons walking on the surface of this earth. You may wonder why. It's not even an exaggeration. Because you were very vulnerable back then and you depended on her fully, completely, like totally surrendered to her. She was in charge and in control of your life. Yet she abandoned you, neglected you. You had to go through those waves, those traumas, that pain, that suffering all alone. You couldn't even verbalize it, and that became your normal. Yet you survived it. You came out of it. Not only that, you recognize it today for what it is, and you're trying to heal. Isn't that resilience? Isn't that strength? What I invite you to truly understand is the fact that your first exposure to the external world happens through your parents, especially through your mother, because in most cases, she is the primary caretaker. You are fully dependent on her. However she treats you gives you an impression of how the world looks like, feels like, and what relationships are supposed to be like. But in your case, all of it was twisted, destroyed. She was not there for you genuinely. Even if she was a covert narcissist, she pretended to be there for you. So she gave you false hope. If she was overt, then that means there was abandonment, very visible. There was neglect. You had to raise yourself. You had to save yourself from that kind of unpredictability and uncertainty. When I say that kind of unpredictability and uncertainty, I mean the kind that could have killed you. It was like being left in a forest filled with beasts that could have just eaten you up. That was what was your experience like when you were with your mother back then. Because as infants, we truly, truly need to be nurtured. We need to be healed. And that is how we learn to co-regulate. When a child cries, it is a cry for attention. The child, the infant, needs the mother to be around. When the mother picks it up, she pats it, holds it, you know, and that is how the nervous system gets regulated, and that's how we learn self-regulation to soothe ourselves. But none of that happened in your case, which is why you have so much anxiety, which is probably why this world feels like a war zone to you, and every place feels so unsafe, because she was supposed to offer you safety. None of that happened. None of that was given. And regardless of all of that, you survived. You made it to this point where you're listening to me, where you are trying to heal, where you are trying to get over all of those experiences. You are trying to rebuild your life. Do you think that is easy? It might seem and sound easy to you because you're used to this. You know this very well inside out. That's why you may think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. No. If I ask you to ride the bicycle in an opposite way than what you're used to riding it, would you be able to do it? Would it be that easy? Of course not, you'll fall. The same thing applies here. Just because you have learned how to ride a bicycle in an opposite way than the way it is supposed to be ridden does not mean it's easy or normal. The normal was ride it forwards, pedal it, but you had to do the opposite. It feels normal and easy because you are used to doing it. It's in your muscles. However, the important thing to understand is it took a lot of resources for you to survive. You made it out alone. According to research, you are one of the most resilient persons walking on the surface of this earth. I'm not saying it. You can do your own research. the resilience in trauma survivors and what all you are capable of doing. You survived your first bully, the one who was supposed to be your safe haven turned out to be your hell. To survive such kind of adversity, you need skills. It's a war zone, literally it is. And back then as a child, you had none because you were totally dependent on this monster. So your brain activated coping mechanisms, call it people pleasing, codependency, avoidant attachment pattern, whatever it is, whatever your trauma body looks like and whatever your trauma patterns are now, somehow you made it out. Somehow you made it out. And I am repeating myself again and again so that I can get this message to you once for all that you are capable. And why does that matter? Because now lies the healing journey ahead of you. And I must tell you, if you could survive those decades of torture, those decades of abandonment and neglect, if you could raise yourself like by becoming your own parent, you can heal from that trauma as well. Listen to this. She didn't hate you. She didn't start hating you when you came into this physical world. She hated you right from the day she conceived you. Because a narcissistic parent has to keep everything about themselves. And you didn't benefit her. You didn't bring in anything that could benefit her false self. So she hated the fact that she was pregnant with you. She may have made it seem like, oh, she was the happiest woman alive. No, the truth was she hated it. And from research, it's not woo-woo stuff. From research, it has been proven mother's psychological state and approach towards the baby, the fetus, impacts its growth and development. Because those kind of thoughts fills the womb with cortisol and other stress hormones. And you know what that does to our nervous system. That level of abandonment that you experienced in the womb predisposed you to developing major health conditions. And it tuned your nervous system to be anxious because you had to prepare in the womb to come into a world where your mother would hate you. It goes so deep. This might be triggering and painful for you to hear, but you do not know the hell that you have come from and you have survived. You're not weak. Trauma makes you feel that way. Trauma may make you feel like you're broken. I get it. It feels that way, but I assure you, I can assure you again and again, you are not broken. You feel that way because of what you have been through. Look at what you have gone through, like right from the day you were conceived and during infancy and all that. And you are an adult now. She criticized, judged, and humiliated you all the time. Everything with you was a problem. The moment you said no, you became the bad child. You carry her voice still in your head. Do you carry it? I mean, do you resonate with that? Drop your answers in the comments below. That voice stays with us all the time. It keeps putting us down. It keeps torturing us. It keeps us on the way so that we don't have to survive or face the rejection from the actual narcissist. In a very weird way, this is your protector, the critical voice. You know, it protects you from the actual narcissist. Your own voice keeps you on the straight path. It's just very weird to understand, but you can look at it that way. If you could develop that sophisticated level of protection, I really wonder what else you can do when it comes to your healing journey. So I would like you to take all that information in as proof of the fact that you're strong, you're capable, you're resilient, you have what it takes to heal, and you can move forward in life no matter what your age is, no matter at what stage you are at in your life. Believe yourself because you have all the information and resources needed. You just need to access them, and for that you might need some help. To offer that help, I have created a program for children of narcissistic parents called Reclaim Yourself After Being Raised by a Narcissist. You can get access right now by clicking the I button above or the link in the description. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope it really helped. I'll talk to you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.